Steeler week arrives as the Ravens get set to travel to Pittsburgh Sunday night for a fourth trip into the national spotlight. Paul Kruger is our guest on Ravens One-on-One. Paul, you've had a chance now to play in a few of these rivalry games, and last four trips to Pittsburgh, 3 points determined who won the game. The last two trips, you guys won the game, so it's no longer a place where the Steelers have that total presence of only they can win in Pittsburgh. That said, it's still a tough place to win.
Very tough, yeah. It's one of those hostile environments. I mean, every team has their little rivalry, but I think very few probably compared to the rival we got going with Pittsburgh. I mean, it's just a physical game. It like you said, it always comes down to the wire. You know, it's just a game you look forward to each year. I mean, and the fact that we play them, you know, twice in the next 3 weeks is pretty crazy too. So I'm really excited for it.
How different is it preparing for a rivalry game as opposed to a week ago you play Oakland, the team you see once every 4 years, and you don't know the personnel? Now you prepare for a team where you know the personnel. You know what their linemen can do, what their running backs want to do, what their quarterbacks and wide receivers try to do.
Yeah.
How different of an approach do you take to preparing for a game like that where the personnel, you already know them on a Tuesday?
Right. I think it just mainly boils down to getting a little more specific, you know, getting yourself familiar with a few more of those details that, you know, against a team like the Raiders, for instance, you wouldn't have to, you know, get that specific. So I think the preparation is going to be very similar. I mean, that's how it always is. Each week is kind of the same. You know, you do what you got to do to get to beat your opponent. I mean, and that's what we want to do every week. So I don't think it's going to be extremely different, but I do think when we're playing a team that we're familiar with and who's a regular opponent, you know, you're going to get a little more specific with things.
Several questions for you on Twitter and these tweets to Paul presented by AskAmarilynMason.com. The first one from Aaron Kramer: Paul, seems the D has really stepped up. How can the D continue going strong and making progress into Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, the answers are going to be simple. You know, you just got to continue doing the things that you did well. And I think the biggest thing was the, you know, I guess tenacity, the word tenacity comes to mind. I think guys were just fighting harder and the, you know, we had a very good energy. I mean, I just think that was really what helped us put together a good game and, you know, making a few big plays here and there always builds momentum. So I don't think it's anything extraordinary. I think it's just getting familiar with kind of the preparation right before the game, you know, getting the team together and be like, you know, this is something we can do each week, you know, and it's gotta continue because that's the only way we're going to be able to do what we want to do.
15-0 in your last 15 games at home. Steelers are 7-0 in their last seven games at Heinz Field. And as we've discussed, you know what it's like. That place, the towels get waving.
Yep.
The stadium gets rocking. It gets very difficult. As a defensive player, can you draw anything out of that? Can you draw energy from a crowd because it is so loud in there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think so. I mean, for me, playing in an environment like that, it's always a motivating factor. I mean, it's something that you can – you know, you can use all that crowd noise and everything to your advantage. I mean, you just have to know how to harness it and know how to, you know, use it to your advantage. I mean, and I think certain players are different in that way, but I think anybody who's a competitor and who's out there is going to let that motivate them and give them some adrenaline or whatever it is you need to get into it. It's hard not to be motivated when you got 100,000 people just going insane.